This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, along with all those helping at the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers and men and women behind the 18-wheelers, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, our bulk mail center postal haulers out there hauling the mail from the bulk mail centers to the post offices. That's Felix and Company. And, of course, our good friend John and Kevin and Pete that are out there right now on the suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel. They checked in with me this morning, as well as a couple of other folks up the line in Georgia. Now, you can follow us on Facebook at the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, and Truth Social. All the handles the same, at Captain's America. The same with Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, our website is the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Simply, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Go over there, check it out, and see what's going on in the world in which you live. All right, joining us right now, we have our good friend, retired United States Army, retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, also chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus, and the host of Military Matters. And good morning, Colonel.
Good morning, Captain.
Always a pleasure, my friend.
Oh, my pleasure.
All right, let's say the pledge. You ready?
I'm ready, Captain.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag
of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Colonel, we've set an ominous record here. I don't even want to dwell on it too much because it's rather disgusting knowing that we don't have to be in this position we're in right now. But the gasoline prices in the United States of America, for the first time ever in every state, are at $4 a gallon or higher at the pump.
Yeah, Captain, that's it. And I think it's, you've taken on, you know, remember November. And that's one of many things to remember November, but that's the one that hits everybody, especially the folks that you mentioned about the truck driver's life. But, you know, everyday Americans, I'm not wealthy by any means. It hurts me every time I fill up my tank. And when I filled up yesterday, I had to fill up my spare tank because I have to mow my lawn from time to time. The idea of paying close to $4.75 a gallon was extraordinarily painful.
Yeah. The only thing that keeps me going and saves me a little bit of money is I've got some of these gas saver things where I can get 15 cents off a gallon here at Wawa, or I can get 10 cents a gallon off there at 7-Eleven or something like that. If whatever's closest, those are the two that I've got the cards that I can use and save some money on.
Well, you're smart. And I try to go to the places, and I'm fortunate I'm not too far. I don't have to spend a lot of money on gas traveling someplace to get a good deal. I can do better than most places, but it's getting increasingly hard. Even the best deal places, it's not a great deal at all.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. And unfortunately, we have to get this show on the road. And as I said, and as you said, remember in November, folks, we can't let this go unanswered. We have to answer them back at the voting booth. We've got to challenge these people and tell them we're done fooling around. We are out of time. They're out of time. We're done fooling around. The time has come now to put some new blood in there and get the damn job done.
Yeah, precisely. Yep. My sense exactly, and I think a lion's share of Americans feel the same way.
Think we could light a room up?
I think we can.
I'll bet we could. I'll bet we could. Yep, I'll bet you. Because I can't wait. The next couple of things that I got planned that I'm going to be talking at, I am going to just blast it by Jesus right out of the Biden. Well, I've been doing it anyway, but Biden and all those cronies that got us in this position right now. There's no reason for this. There is no reason. They won't do what needs to be done.
Yeah, your message has been consistent and loud to where it ought to be heard. But I think increasingly you're going to have a few more open ears. So that's good. I mean, the fact that we're in a position to where we have to fight like hell to make these things happen is unfortunate. But I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're doing what you're doing. And I'm glad that some folks are more willing and able than in the past to try to affect the changes that are essential.
Yep, and you're part of the team too, sir.
I try to be.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know, Joe Biden yesterday proclaimed a 7 months of June proclamation on oceans, on immigrants, on black music, on LGBTQ+, and on the great outdoors, and on home ownership. Now, I don't know too many people that can afford to buy a home anymore because they've gone so far out of sight.
Yeah, I felt like, you know, those seven things, it's like playing seven-card poker and being dealt all jokers. That's incredible. I mean, I can't select a card out of that deck that I think addresses any of the problems that the nation really needs to tend to in a serious manner. But I guess it's part of the distraction, which is, I mean, that's one way of campaigning, is distracting the issues that really matter.
All right, sir, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with retired Lieutenant Colonel U.S. Army Kevin Wright. Don't go anywhere. We're going to talk a little shop when we come back, too. I shall return with more.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shop? Why shop?
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Forget to set your calendar to join Captain Matt Bruce for Lunch with the Captain this Thursday at Nixon's Groveside Cafe in Bradenton from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Meet some great people, have stimulating conversation, and enjoy some great food. After all, Nixon's is the home of the Captain's Club. That's Nixon's Groveside Cafe at Nixon's Fruit Farms, located at 2525 27th Street East in Bradenton. Come on out and see the Captain, and we'll see you there.
All right, and we'd like to invite anybody listening that wants to come over to Mixon's Groveside Cafe, located inside the Mixon Fruit Farm store there in Bradenton, to come on out and have lunch with us. We have a good time, always a lot of fun there. Great, lively conversations, I'll tell you that. And let's go back to the phone line, and our good friend, retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, on the line here. Colonel, are you ready for a caller?
I'm ready, Captain. Let's take him.
All right, let's go over here. We've got a truck driver down there by the name of Steve in Sarasota. Hey, Steve.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce and Colonel. Right, I appreciate you talking to me. I do want to hit the matter on the truck drivers here. And
sure.
I drove a truck for 35 years, coast to coast and up and down the East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to say how fragile our economy is with this fuel here and how it hurts the truck drivers so much. It puts a lot of these smaller companies that have, you know, four and five trucks out of business.
Yeah.
You know, I know they do a fuel surcharge. I know a couple of my friends, you know, that run on percentage are getting about 20% of the fuel surcharge, which is just enough to cover the fuel. And, you know, labor's so high out there that it hurts these truck drivers as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, unloading their trucks. But also, you know, our fuel is so fragile that a lot of people don't know that if these gas stations don't get the fuel, that's all it takes is 3 days to run out of fuel and
right.
Our economy shuts down completely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't realize that, and how fragile our fuel really is.
Mm. I am aware of that, and of course we've got a lot of our pals out there that do haul, like our suicide jockeys are listening to us right now. They're out there getting the job done. Those guys are being literally run ragged.
They really are. They can't find the drivers out here enough to run the trucks mm-hmm. to get them to the gas stations to fill up the pumps. Our ecosystem's very, very fragile right now with not having enough truck drivers to accomplish what needs to get done out there.
Yeah. And it's not a bad job for you young men and women that are listening, especially you guys coming out of the military. You kind of get to be your own boss, and you set your own hours, sort of, according to the government, and the logbook. But you have an opportunity to go out there. Yeah, you have an opportunity to go out there and make yourself some money and have a good time and see the country.
That's true. I did it while I was young. Got to see just about every part of every city in the United States. It was, okay. I don't regret it one bit. It was very good.
All right,
I appreciate talking to you and the Colonel.
Thank you very much,
thank
sir.
You.
All right, Colonel, do you have any comment to make after hearing from Steve?
No, I mean, the shame of it is that nationally that story, which is widespread, it's across the country, and of course he's right here in my backyard. In fact, I've probably even passed him on the road once or twice. But, you know, I contrast this. I was listening last night. It was on, I think it was the 5 on Fox. They're mm-hmm. talking about how much some of the lifeguards paid by government and
yeah.
out on the beaches make. It's an insane amount of money.
$500,000 in Los Angeles County. $500,000 in Los Angeles County.
That's insane. And that is not driven by capitalism or free enterprise, but poor guys like our truck driver friend from Sarasota relies on that, and that is the lifeblood of the country, not a lifeguard in L.A. Hey, those beaches could close down, and the world in L.A. and everybody else would still go around. You know, there's a run out of things that make you scratch your head. You know what?
Yeah. By the way, speaking of scratching your head, did you see the president at the Coast Guard Academy the other day?
I didn't see it, but boy, I've heard the story. Stunning. As stunning, I think, as the seven things that you said he was laying out in the month of June on behalf of LGBTQ.
Mm-hmm.
Insane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm still trying to figure that one out. And by the way, I haven't talked to any Marines personally about this. But I wonder how they feel about the rainbow bullets.
I think you have some notion of what it is, having been around Marines on an almost daily basis, or anybody in the military, or anybody with half a brain, any American with half a brain, would know that, oh, please.
Well, knowing the way the Arabs and ISIS and all that stuff think and their ideology, you know, they stay away from pigs and dogs because they're dirty, this, that, and the other. And, of course, if you shoot them with pig's blood, they're not going to go to see Mighty Allah and whatnot and get the 70 virgins. I wonder what happens with the rainbow bullet.
You know, speaking about Islamic faith and all that, it reminds me, you know, we talk about the Second Amendment, which is treated like a second-class civil liberty.
Yes, sir.
In our nation, everywhere. But to talk about that, this is the approach that we take in Congress, and Republicans are caving on this. They really are caving on this, is that, in order to address the problem of sexual harassment and rape of women in the United States of America, the solution is to put burqas and ankle-length dresses on all the women. That is how we solve the problem. That is how we approach the problem of gun violence in America, which is insane. Mm-hmm. But nevertheless, that is the philosophical approach we take. It doesn't work. It's wrong. But on the one hand, nobody would dream of taking that kind of philosophical approach. And yet, when it comes to addressing gun violence, and we don't have a second thought about impugning and going against our Second Amendment, our right of self-defense.
Mm. Well, Pelosi last night said that the House lawmakers are poised to propose an assault weapons ban. I'm thinking to myself, what weapon is an assault weapon that they're going to ban?
Yeah, they throw the words assault around and military style and all that. I have some friends on Facebook, I have to answer. I can't help myself. I'm not going to fix them because you can't fix stupid. But I often do it. And some of them are folks that ought to know better. In fact, all of them ought to know better. But that's what it is. And as you already talked about, Texas Senator starting to cave. You got the Arkansas governor, Republican, Asa Hutchinson, caving. It's insane. But it's what we do. And Republicans have got to shore up. The Democrats would never do this on the things that they want to defend. And we ought to be about defending the United States Constitution and all our civil liberties. Not treat the Second Amendment as a second-class liberty, which we do. But we're caving. And we're almost instantly caving on this. We got to quit that nonsense. Because right now, like in the state of Florida, we were talking about constitutional carry. That the words constitutional carry will not be breathed between now and November now. Why? Because we lack a backbone. Republicans lack backbone.
Mm-hmm. Now, Saudi Arabia has come out and said they're going to raise oil production if Russian output falls under the sanctions against them.
Well, and where do you think that will go towards fixing anything? That's
nothing. Nothing. Yeah. Nothing. And by the way, remember the million barrels of oil a day we were going to put out here for Infinity to get the price of oil or gasoline and oil down?
Oh, you mean that endless and infinite supply of our reserves?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's not going to happen either. And
no.
It can happen.
No, and we're also the oil we've taken out, we've not put back in again because we're not producing any.
We have been running from years, or the Democrats have, and this administration has, from the absolute essential need to produce our own fossil fuels and to pursue energy independence again. We do everything to do that, and I don't know at what point. At what point do we do it? Like, for example, this weekend, there's going to be a rally to try to oust, led by Democrats and those that are opposing Governor DeSantis, to try to oust him as governor. When are we going to reach the point to where enough is enough, and we will in the sufficient numbers to say, we're not going to do this anymore. We need to go back, and we need to be seek energy independence, and we need to quit all the nonsense about the things that we're doing that are killing us. We're killing ourselves. Mm-hmm. Suicide.
Yep. You're absolutely right.
Suicide.
And, folks, I'm speaking with retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. He's a regular contributor to the program, Tuesdays and Thursdays. Can you hang on, sir?
Captain, I'd be happy to.
All right, good. And, by the way, folks, Sarah Palin was on television last night, and it was kind of an interesting interview. The U.S. also, by the way, while we go to break, the U.S. has also announced that they're going to cancel all student debt from Corinthian colleges. Yep. If you went to a Corinthian college, you ain't going to owe nobody nothing. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Four people were killed in a shooting Wednesday evening at St. Francis Hospital in Tulsa, Oklahoma. The gunman took his own life and several were injured, according to police. No names or motives were announced at this time. National Economic Council Director Brian Deese says President Biden will fix the inflation issue because he understands the pain most Americans are feeling with today's skyrocketing inflation.
The way that he approaches this issue, and very much from the perspective of what it feels like to sit around a dining room table or a kitchen table in this country, because that's his lived experience, and that's the way that he approaches these economic policy questions.
A four-day celebration has begun as Queen Elizabeth's Platinum Jubilee has kicked off in London, England. The Platinum Jubilee is the 70th anniversary of a British monarch's reign, and Queen Elizabeth II is the first to reach the milestone. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
America Third Watch for lunch on the first Thursday of each month between 11:30 and 1:30 p.m. at Nixon's Groveside Cafe inside Nixon's Fruit Farm down the street from Pirate City in East Bradenton.
Yahoo! Can't wait today. We'll be at Mixon's Farm, Mixon's Groveside Cafe, inside the Mixon's Fruit Farm store from 11:30 to 1:30. Going to be there. Have a great time. Love going down there, meeting the folks, talking to the gang down there. We have a group of regulars that shows up, but we also have some new people that show up from time to time, and you can certainly be one of them. Stop by, find out what it's all about. Get a chance to meet me and meet my friends, and meet the Colonel. The Colonel will be there. So there you go. Now, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends from Moss Nissan. Moss Nissan, of course, you've heard me talk about them. They've got dealerships here, there, and everywhere around the area. And they get customers from all around the country because people can't get the deals they get anywhere else other than Moss Nissan, Moss Family Automotive. Now, hardly a week goes by when I don't get a call from Moss Nissan up in Newport Richey, the flagship store, to come up there and shake hands with somebody that just bought a new or certified pre-owned vehicle. Normally, the people are from far away. Some of them could be as far away as, Phoenix, Arizona. Some of them could be from Minneapolis, Minnesota, from Detroit, Michigan, from Schenectady or Rochester, New York, or maybe they're from Burlington, Vermont. But I go, I shake hands, I meet them because they've heard me talk about Moss Nissan for years on the radio. And what they find out is when you serve, you save. A lot of veterans take advantage of this because if you are active duty military, a veteran, a first responder, or a church pastor, you get tremendous deals on the automobiles of your choice. Now, Crystal River store, the main store, the flagship store, Newport Richey at 1954, plus Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa, and the all-new Moss Nissan coming in July in Brooksville on State Route 50, just east of the Veterans Expressway. Going to be a great, great, great location. So check them out online, see what they're all about, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't be afraid to tell them the captain sent you. You might be surprised what door that would open for you. Okie dokie. Back to our friend, retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. And, Colonel, thanks very much for sticking around.
Oh, my pleasure, Captain, always.
Yeah. Now, you know, these weapons of war, okay, I'm going to use their term, not mine, these weapons of war, and Joe Biden saying, well, a 22 caliber pistol, that round will just merely, we can get that out and you'll be okay, but the 9 millimeter will blow your lung, a hole in your lung and blow the lung right out of your body. I heard that and I choked on my coffee.
Yeah, you and I both. That's amazing, yeah. And they say weapons of war, but they say military grade AR-15.
Yeah.
And then that's used in the same language when they talk about assault long guns, assault rifles.
Right.
And you and I know the distinction between what is and is not an assault rifle. We know what genuine military grade. I told somebody on a social media conversation, I said, you know, quite frankly, in my home, I wish I could have a military-grade AR-15. And I'd like to have 30-round magazines to do that, because I'll tell you what,
yep.
I would feel that much more secure, and I trust myself to employ that. Of
yep.
course, we can't do that, because they're not legal. They're not legal, despite the lies and misconceptions that are spread out there about what an assault rifle really is and is not, and what military-grade means. It's nonsense. You and I know it, but unfortunately, even those that would not be inclined to believe that rubbish, if that's all you're fed, that's what you come to believe.
Yeah, you're right, and unfortunately they're being lied to over and over again. People are just sitting there, they're falling for it, nobody's challenging them, because I guess they don't want to, or it doesn't suit the agenda, or maybe they just plain don't know and don't care.
Yeah, and either way, whether it's just ignorance or willful ignorance, one you concur through education. The other is like stupidity. You know, you can't solve stupidity. It's give it up. Don't waste your time and energy on there. But you know, we've got to. As long as we care about our nation, we care about our civil liberties, and we want to preserve and protect the United States Constitution and what we were founded on. You know, folks like us and folks across the country. We need to wake up, we need to get folks excited, and we need to educate those that can be educated, and we need to eliminate ignorance and then not invest too much energy in those that are willfully ignorant or just plain stupid.
Well, as I said before, the key word here and the marching song, the battle hymn, is going to be Remember in November.
Yeah, we got to get that out on the main. Or multiple names. Yeah, Remember in November. I like that. I like the flow of that, Remember in November.
Mm-hmm.
Like I've been saying, see you in September, because we got some great events coming out ahead of the election in
sure.
November across the state and in the nation. See you in September, and reminds me of this song. But, yeah, Remember in November. Yeah, we need to write some song lyrics to go with that Remember in November, too. I think it's got kind of a lyrical sound to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it might be. We'll see. We know some people that could do that, too.
Yeah, certainly not you and I, yeah, because we're not paid to sing, are we?
No, not me. No, thank you. You don't want to hear me. No, don't want to hear
I'm
me.
I'm paid not to sing.
Hey, listen, Colonel, I'm doing this checking. I'm checking the political fact checkers like I like to. And PolitiFact is one of those that's pretty much a liberal rag. But they're going out of their way. The PolitiFact fact checkers are going out of their way to protect Stacey Abrams in Georgia. It's amazing what they're doing.
Oh, of course. And even the most minuscule things on anybody from the right, that, you know, that's what it goes. People, of course, Georgians voted in the primaries, and I'm pretty sure, and I think people are awake to that. I think these the fact checkers, it's just kind of like COVID. I think most of America's woke up to now we don't see, you can't still fear them. People say, oh, put your mask on. We need to have, you need to stay in your homes and all that. Americans woke up and said, enough is enough. And we're even waking up to Foxy and the crew. But here's another thing. I'm confident or I'm hopeful that folks can see through these quote-unquote political fact checkers and know that the truth is always somewhere in between. Or in this case, if you're defending what she has said and done of late, goodness gracious, somebody needs to fact-check the fact checkers more.
Well, here's one for you. The House GOP conference chairwoman, Elise Stefanik from New York State, is saying that the leadership in the Republican Party wants to expunge Donald Trump's post-January 6th impeachment based on the facts that just came out of the Durham trial against Sussman. There were a number of facts that came out of there that change the nature of things that they tried to impeach him for on January the 6th, about January the 6th.
Yeah, you know, we can't continue to cry. You've got to march on with this because, you know, many of us are very upset about the outcome of Sussman and Clinton's lawyer right there. But like most things, I continue to be disappointed, but I'm no longer surprised by anything. So I wasn't surprised by the outcome, but I'm still disappointed. It was a setback, without a doubt. I don't care even if... the jury pool that was pulled out of there was about like pulling out of the DNC. I heard someone comment that, and I said, but that's probably pretty accurate. So that was a long shot for Durham to win that one. But nevertheless, it was a setback. But maybe, just maybe, like what you just suggested, there can be some positive outcomes for the better of our country as a result of this ongoing like that. So, hey, drive on. Drive on.
So when are we going to Cuba? Because the United States has just left the Cuban flight restrictions imposed under Trump. They're gone.
Yeah, been there, done that. You know, we saw that under the Obama administration. We started to open up, and, yeah, we hit the reset button with Cuba under the Obama administration. You saw how that is a bit stunning to me. Do that, and everything's got to be done by executive fiat because – it's hard to get a sell on that anywhere. But, yeah, we'll see. And that's to the benefit of the Communist Party in Cuba, like so many other things that we do. It looks like it's not a free enterprise move. That's for doggone sure. Or an open market move.
Right. Well, Colonel, sir, we've run up at the end of our time period here. And I want you to know I look forward to seeing you for lunch today and the rest of the gang that'll be there. So we'll see you at We'll see you at Mixon's Roadside Cafe for lunch today.
See you then, Captain.
Thank you, sir. All right. That's our good friend, retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. And we appreciate him very much and the job that he's done for America. And the job he continues to do for America as the chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus. We'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight.
At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Has liberal theology created a stumbling block with ravenous issues besetting our republic? Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, the answer is, unfortunately, a resounding yes. Throughout history, when Christians operated according to the principles enumerated in the Word of God, depending on the situations, things improved either quickly or, in some cases, in the long run, such as the founding of the United States, which took several years to establish, a republic based upon the biblical concepts of liberty and personal responsibility, eliminating the need for individuals to be dominated from cradle to grave by brutish kings or dictators. Unfortunately, in recent years, Christian denominations and organizations like the Southern Baptist Convention that used to defend liberty and pray for God's blessings upon our republic have been infiltrated by the same liberal theology that dominates the mindsets of Black Lives Matter and Antifa USA haters who want our unalienable rights and prosperity done away with. Real Christians and conservatives must now reassert our authority under God and reestablish liberty and justice for all. If not, forget about it. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out TheRonEdwards.com.
All righty, and it's Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you'll be able to hear Ron on the weekend show Saturday morning. He comes on during hour number two, and you'll hear another Edwards Notebook at that time. Now, The Edwards Notebook, of course, is brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. You can go to the RonEdwards.com website. That's the RonEdwards.com. Take a look at the display that's right there and pick what it is that you'd like to order. And in doing so, you're going to find out what I already know, because I like my iced coffee, and right here, that's my iced coffee. It's Constitutional Grounds iced coffee, and that's my cup that I have every morning at this time right now. It's not acidic at all, and I have a problem with coffee. I like to drink it, but it doesn't like me, if you know what I mean. So the acidic level has always been a problem, but it's not acidic at all. It's very good, very tasty. I really enjoy it. A lot of people listening have tried out the product, so you know what I'm saying. DRonEdwards.com, Constitutional Grounds Coffee. All right, I've got to mention the weather and the weekend and what may be coming to Florida. Well, it's not maybe. It's coming to Florida. The question is, as what? Right now, near the Yucatan Peninsula in southeastern Gulf of Mexico, there's a broad area of low pressure located near the east coast of the Yucatan Peninsula. It's continuing to produce a large area of disorganized showers and thunderstorms over the northwestern Caribbean Sea and the Yucatan Peninsula. Now, despite the strong upper-level winds, this system is likely to become a tropical depression or tropical storm while it moves slowly northeastward over the northwestward Caribbean Sea, southeastern Gulf of Mexico, and, of course, this is during the next day or two. Now, interest in western Cuba, the Florida Keys, and the Florida Peninsula should monitor the progress of this system, and tropical storm watches and or warnings will be required for some of the areas later today. We'll see how that works out. Now, regardless of the development, areas of heavy rainfall are likely across portions of the Yucatan Peninsula and eastern Cuba during the next day or so, spreading across the southern and central Florida sections along with the Florida Keys on Friday and Friday night, and the northwestern Bahamas on Saturday. Now, these heavy rains could cause scattered and numerous flash floods across South Florida and the Florida Keys. Formation for the chance of probability of the storm becoming a storm over the next 48 hours are at 80%. So this is not something that might happen. It's something that's going to happen. And you need to start preparing right now for whatever you need to get, whether it's bread, milk, eggs, butter, Coca-Cola, Pepsi, whatever it is you need to get. You need to get it now and get it ready. And by the way, fill your vehicle with gas. Fill your vehicle with gas. Don't get caught. If you can do it, fill it with gas. If you can't, at least put $5 or $10 in it so you got something to move you around if you have to move. And by the way, they have changed the flood zones in some of these low-lying areas to where they're now mandatory evacuation areas. Check your local flood maps for what I'm talking about. Okay. Back to the scenario here. Let me see here. Let's see what... Oh, and good morning, George. How are you? George the Godfather. I'm assuming, George, that you were up in D.C. I'm assuming that's where you were. Don't know for sure, but if you were, God bless you. Rolling Thunder was up there for the first time in a few years. And, of course, George, I think, was up there riding with them on his motor scooter, if you will. So there you go. All right, and good morning to Robin. Thanks for the kind words. Good morning to Tanner. Good morning to Summer. And we appreciate the kind words coming in here, sending it to me via the messenger. We get a lot of messages that way. Well, folks, gasoline. Joe Biden stood up there, and I just wanted to throw something at the TV. Joe Biden stood up there, well, there's nothing we can do. The price of gasoline is going to go up. There's just nothing we can do. We can't do anything. Well, there is, Joe, and you're not doing it, and that's why it's up. Now, it's a little late to think about how fast we could get it down, but we could start the right thing, and that is by drill, baby, drill. Shove that oil into the refinery, start producing more gasoline, get it out there, an abundance of gasoline, drop the price a little bit, 10 cents, 15 cents a gallon, and start the long road to get the price back where it's supposed to be instead of where these people have got it to where you're killing people, literally. People that can't afford to pay for gas, they're buying gas because they got to go back and forth to work and not necessarily getting the food they need. I mean, this is ridiculous. Thank you, Joe Biden. And yes, we know it's you, Joe Biden. And as I said, folks, we need to remember in November. No more monkeying around. The time to get real is right now. We need to remember in November. Remember all the stuff that's going on. This inflation. Remember what's going on in the schools. Remember all the shootings that are going on. This is all because we've got a president who hasn't decided to enforce the laws that are out there. And we get what we get. Shame on us. Shame on us. Now, I'll tell you one other little thing before we have to go. Everybody out there needs to understand, when we had the election back in November of 2020, what the price of gasoline was and how good things were in terms of the economy. And then what happened after Joe Biden got inaugurated. Within 2 months, the price of gas had gone up 20 cents a gallon. That should have told everybody something. It went from $1.87 a gallon on election day to after Joe Biden got nominated, I'm sorry, not nominated, sworn in on Inauguration Day, over $2 a gallon. That should have told everybody everything you needed to know. And all we got was excuse after excuse after excuse after excuse after excuse. The man is no mo. I'm going to use a slang expression. The man is no mo. No mo, Joe. Remember, in November, we've got to get this done. It's more important right now than ever was at any time in anybody's lifetime out there. Yours, mine, or anybody else. George is saying something here. Let me see. Wish I did have a brace. Oh, I did have a brace on my leg. Can't ride that long. Oh, okay. Yeah, I got you on that one, George. My legs are bandaged, so. Oh, wonderful. Couple of gimps here, George. All right, well, today, 11:30 to 1:30, have lunch for the captain at Mixon's Groveside Cafe down there in Bradenton. Looking forward to seeing the gang. Stop on by. We'll be there. Colonel Kevin will be there. And our normal band of regulars. Have yourself a great day. And remember, this program is all about America. It's America First here. God bless America.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.